Yesterday was Workers' Memorial Day, a time to remember and honor those who have been killed or injured in the workplace. In 2008, more than 5,000 American workers were killed by traumatic injuries. An estimated 50,000 to 60,000 died from occupational diseases. This week, I chaired a hearing in my Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee focusing on the need to instill a more rigorous culture of compliance at coal mines and other dangerous workplaces. One focus of the hearing was the deadly explosion at the Upper Big Branch mine in West Virginia earlier this month when 29 miners lost their lives. This tragedy was called an accident, but it should better be characterized as an accident just waiting to happen. That mine had an outrageous record of safety violations, including 515 violations last year alone. Clearly, the mine operator knew or should have known that Upper Big Branch was a clear and present danger to its workers. Unfortunately, coal mining is not the only industry with a record of flagrantly skirting the law and endangering workers. The problem is that enforcement of workplace safety laws has been weak, and penalties for violations are so minimal that employers can just dismiss them as a minor cost of doing business. Of course, the root problem is the willingness of bad actors to put cost-cutting ahead of safety and profits ahead of people. I couldn't help thinking of this harsh fact of life as I watched Goldman Sachs executives on Tuesday before the Subcommittee on Investigations. Just as the operators at the Upper Big Branch knew or should have known that their mine was a disaster waiting to happen, Goldman Sachs executives knew that they were selling toxic financial products to their clients. Indeed, Goldman made billions by betting on the failure of the very same products they were selling. One of those Goldman executives boasted in an email that he was dumping worthless mortgage securities, and I quote, "on widows and orphans that I ran into at the airport," end quote. In another email, he wrote, quote, "the whole building is about to collapse any time now. The poor little subprime borrowers will not last too long," exclamation point, end quote. What arrogance from these so-called masters of the universe. There's a common thread here. Whether in the coal mining industry or on Wall Street, there are some arrogant, amoral people who are willing to pursue profits at any cost. But let's be clear, there is a cost, and it's borne by ordinary working Americans who lost their homes, their jobs, or their lives. I intend to work with my Help Committee colleagues to put sharper teeth in our workplace safety laws, to step up enforcement. I also support strong financial reform legislation to crack down on Wall Street. Unfortunately, Republicans in the Senate have gone all out to protect Wall Street at the expense of ordinary Americans. This week, they voted three times against even bringing it up for consideration. At Tuesday's hearing, Republicans expressed anger at Goldman Sachs and then marched right over to the Senate chamber to vote unanimously to obstruct the financial reform bill. Late yesterday, after defections in Republican ranks, Minority Leader McConnell acknowledged that this particular filibuster is dead, but Republicans still need to decide whose side they're on. By a 2-to-1 margin, Americans want a financial reform bill, a strong one. Ordinary working people have had enough. They want to be protected from another collapse, whether on Wall Street or at the next Upper Big Branch mine.